This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Some greatly improved squirrel hunting, indication that fall fishing is about to begin, and a special day honoring hunters and fishermen is in the outdoor news this week. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's Outdoors program. And a special day honoring anglers, hunters, and other folks who enjoy the outdoors is nearly upon us, and numerous special events are scheduled to celebrate this special occasion during the last weekend in September. In fact, a couple of two-day events are even scheduled during National Hunting and Fishing Days in Illinois. Even better, certain celebrations planned for this special weekend are among the largest and oldest in the nation. National Hunting and Fishing Days events are expected September 25th at Nilo Farms near Brighton, and for September 25th and 26th at John A. Logan College in Carterville and at Silver Springs State Fish and Wildlife Area in Yorkville. National Hunting and Fishing Days provides an opportunity to showcase and celebrate the hunting and fishing heritage. The support and dedication of anglers and hunters helps make fish and wildlife management programs possible, and those who enjoy the outdoors recognize and appreciate the tremendous contributions of sportsmen and women to wildlife conservation. Now, Winchester's annual event at Nilo Farms is among the nation's oldest Hunting and Fishing Day celebration. Now in its 39th year, this event will again feature many of the popular attractions from the previous year. Those attending will have an opportunity to test their shooting skills, see top-notch hunting dogs perform, and enjoy a variety of other attractions. Some of these other attractions include archery demonstrations, air rifle shooting, a child gun safety program, and attendance drawings throughout the morning. The day concludes with a special drawing for Winchester ammunition, and more than two dozen vendor displays, including various conservation groups, hunting groups, outdoor artwork, waterfowl calls, and hunting and fishing equipment dealers are expected to be there. Food and refreshments will be available. As in the past, admission to the event is free, and the activities at Nilo Farms begin at 9 a.m. and will continue until 4 p.m. Now, in addition to the nation's oldest celebrations, Illinois has home to the largest and recently reorganized National Hunting Fishing Days events. This celebration, now celebrating its 23rd year, is scheduled for September 25th and 26th at John A. Logan Campus in Carterville. The Southern Illinois National Hunting Fishing Days celebration is recognized as the largest event of its kind in the nation. Activities in Carterville are scheduled for 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, and from 9 to 4 on Sunday. Parking and admission is free. The Southern Illinois celebration features some 150 vendors and also includes kids' activity areas featuring archery, shooting sports, and fishing. Other activities include a wildlife nature art show, seminars on fishing, game preparation and outdoor cooking, a Buckskinner's Village and tomahawk throwing area. Visitors can also see Dog World area, the boat, RV, and ATV displays and demonstrations, and taxidermy displays and competition. A deer head measuring, 100 retriever dog demonstrations, trap range, and a special fishing day. The Northern Illinois celebration at Silver Springs State Fish and Wildlife Area features free admission and hands-on activities both days for all ages from 9 until 5 p.m. Activities at the Northern Illinois celebration include more than 75 vendors, along with canoe rides, fly casting and tying demonstrations, kids casting competition, a historical reenactment encampment, and other events include hunting dog demonstrations, an outdoor woman seminar, instruction on canoe paddling, dog training, archery, shotgun and BB gun shooting, RV, ATV, and boat displays. So plenty to do on National Hunting and Fishing Day. And we're going to take a brief break. Come back and look at more outdoors right after these messages.
You can hear Auction Time Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:15 and Sunday mornings at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM 1540 and WSMI FM 106. Also, you can check out area auctions at our website, www.wsmiradio.com. When you're ready to sell, tell your auctioneer to place your sale on WSMI's Auction Time. Listen for Auction Time every Monday through Saturday at 7:15 a.m. and every Sunday at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM and FM, the stations you can count on.
Okay, we're back, and each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs are yielding very good action at this time. At Carlisle Lake, in the tailwaters. White bass are rated good. Most are being caught on rooster tails combined with curly tails, tube jigs, or minnows. The catfish bite is also good with a variety of baits producing, like cut bait, night crawlers, and cheese baits. The crappie bite is fair. They're starting to see some crappie being caught in the river now, and most are being taken on minnows and tube jigs. And the sauger bite, it's fair. It seems like the overcast days are the best. Vertically jigging off the bottom with the old curly tail tipped with a night crawler or minnow seems to be the hot thing right now. In the main lake, sauger action is rated fair. Most are being caught by the islands and silos by anglers trolling with crankbaits. Catfish rated good. Most anglers are drift fishing with cut shad. Pull and line anglers are also finding success using a variety of commercial baits and cheese baits as well as cut bait. And the crappie action is fair. A few of these crappie are starting to show up now, and it's just a matter of time before the fall crappie bite starts. Tube jigs or minnows seem to be producing best, while some are finding some success casting roadrunners. And some very good white bass now action is reported. The white bass are coming into the shorelines. The best bite is along the clay and rock banks, and many are being taken along the sandy shores. At Lake Shelbyville, more good white bass action is reported. The lake is now back to normal pool, and the white bass are on the flats with those whites, are along with the whites are hungry walleye. The wind is the key to finding the good fishing. The flats get churned up with both wind and boat traffic, and out of nowhere, the whites will converge and the walleye lay in wait under them for easy pickings. Now, covering water until you find them is also the key. Hit one big white bass and throw on the brakes. He'll have a ton of buddies with him, and they'll also be looking closely for bait fish on the surface, dimpling from time to time. Sometimes they're hard to see in the wave action, but you can see them if you watch very closely. Key in on the warming trends. Watch the weather for the biggest jump in temperature, and that will give you the strongest south wind. The shallow flat fishing is all about wind, so you don't want a calm day or a slight cold front, as this will switch the wind direction back from the north. So once we get a big drop in the temperatures too, we'll also start seeing some very good crappie action. We need those water temperatures to get down to 70 or even less, and then the crappie will make a move. Right now they're out in the deep basins chasing shad, and the shad will make a big push into the front half of the biggest coves on the lake once these temperatures start to drop. So there's some pretty good crappie fishing waiting for us. It's just a matter of some cooler temperatures coming on. And at Shelbyville, the catfish and bass are also producing some pretty good action. Lots of good things to be had there at Lake Shelbyville, and more coming. At Wren Lake, the crappie bite is already great and will only get better as soon as the water keeps cooling. A few fish are already being caught shallow in the Gun Creek area. Stake beds and brush piles anywhere from 2 to 10 feet are holding fish. Look around the laydown trees along the banks. Fish these starting at the deepest part and move shallower. Some nice fish are being caught. Minnows fished anywhere from 1 to 10 foot deep seem to be producing the best. Watch the other fishermen and pay attention to how deep they are fishing when they're catching fish. Also, the bass are moving into the shallow woody cover on the coves. Huge schools of shad are schooling, and the bass are taking advantage of these fish. Several bass are falling for the half-ounce white spinnerbait with silver willow leaf blades. Square-billed crankbaits are also a good choice on Wren Lake, and repeated casts to the same target seem to pay off more than the run-and-gun style. If you can find water 3 foot or less with woody cover, especially laydowns with shad in the area, you probably located bass. And the catfish bite, as always, has been good at this lake. Wren is continues to be one of the best catfish lakes in the state. Cut shad is working very well as a variety of commercial baits. If fishing from the shore, continue the try the Ina boat ramp. That seems to be the hottest spot around, and just about anywhere will catch catfish. However, tight line on the bottom. If you're drift fishing from a boat, try fishing north of Highway 154 and south of the Wren Lake Resort. If you get north of the resort, you'll tangle into a bunch of stumps. So plenty of good fishing to be had here. The squirrel hunt's going strong, and more hunting seasons soon to open. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.